Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As those who belong to Jesus Christ, we know that life on this earth, for us, can be difficult at times. And most of us, if not all of us, will agree with that. There are problems that arise just because we live on this earth, problems that all of us face. There are problems that we face because we are heading in a different direction than the rest of the world. They're floating downstream while we're swimming upstream. And in addition to that, there are situations that are unsettling and even disturbing. As the Lord helps us to grow in our relationship with Him. Sometimes it's difficult to know the difference between those things, isn't it? As we come to the 12th section of Psalm 119, we come to verse 89 through verse 96, the psalmist has come to realize that his difficulties have brought him into a different place in his relationship with the Lord. A different place as he stands on the solid rock of Christ, even as the uncertainty of this hostile world swirls all around him. And perhaps he had come to realize what we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, where it says that the momentary pain and the suffering of this passing hour is working in us an eternal weight of glory far beyond our understanding right now. Blessing that we will come to understand in the glory of heaven. And this section of Psalm 119 is entitled Lamed in Hebrew, the 12th letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word that speaks of the sting of the staff of a shepherd who is leading his flock of sheep in the right direction, though the sheep do not understand why the shepherd is prodding them with that pointed stick. And some of us can sympathize with those sheep, can't we? We've been there. Perhaps the way that the psalmist didn't fully understand what was going on. And so it is with us. Sometimes the Lord uses those difficulties in our lives, those sharp sticks, to motivate us, to lead us in the right direction as we look to Him in His Word for direction. So the psalmist says in verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The truth of your word stands firm, even from eternity to eternity." So it is a reliable guide for the direction of our lives. We need to look nowhere else. Times we may twist and turn in many directions. We may stagger on the brink of disaster. But if we will take our eyes off of ourselves and off of our problems for just a moment, and we will focus on the Word of God and believe His Word, then we will have peace in our hearts. We can count on His Word to us. We can rest in Him. Yes, the psalmist adds in verse 90, your faithfulness, emunah in Hebrew, your truth continues from age to age throughout all generations. His truth never wears out, never grows old. It is always relevant. So, Lord, in the beginning of time, he says, you established the earth, kun in Hebrew. You determined the days and the years and the seasons. And all of these things stand today for all to see. And they stand this day according to your ordinances, it says in verse 91. According to your plan. According to your power. According to the truth of your word. As we're told in Hebrews 1:3, where it says that it is Jesus Christ who upholds all things by the word of his power. For all things have been created by you, including all of us. So we have been created to obey him. We've been created to be his servants. And in thinking about these things, the psalmist says in verse 92, if your law, if your commandments in your word had not been my delight, sha'ashayim in Hebrew, if they had not been what I hold dear to my heart, then I would have been broken into pieces a long time ago. I would have perished in my affliction and been destroyed. And though time and age sometimes cause us to forget many things, the psalmist says in verse 93, I will never forget your precepts. I will never forget your word, which you have entrusted to me, by which you have delivered me. For by your word, you have revived me. It is as if I am alive from the dead. I am a living testimony of your grace and of your mercy. Many of us have that same testimony, don't we? So where can I go? The psalmist asks. Where can I go except to you? I am yours, he says. In verse 94, I was created by you. I belong to you. So I will serve you with all of my heart. And then the psalmist cries out, Lord, save me. Rescue me. Deliver me. Preserve my life and give me victory according to your will and according to your word to me. For I have sought your precepts. And even though everyone else has abandoned me and left me alone. Your word has been my constant companion, both day and night. For the wicked, evil men, ungodly men, men who do not know you and men who do not love you, Lord, they wait for me, he says in verse 95. Kavach in Hebrew. Like wild beasts, they relentlessly watch for an opportunity to pounce upon me. They eagerly hope to destroy me and to wipe me off of the face of the earth. But I will not let them take me off track. I will diligently consider your testimonies. Bin in Hebrew. I will act wisely and continue to seek your face in your word. Because in your word I have seen a limit, an end, he says in verse 96. An end to all of the things that the world claims are perfection. The things that men strive to obtain and to hold on to, like their wisdom and their knowledge and their wealth and their health and their lives. But like a breath, all of these things are here, and then they're gone. But your commandments, your word, is exceedingly broad. Rohach in Hebrew. It is never ending. It is forever. And so it touches every aspect of our lives from here all the way into eternity. And it reveals just how far short we fall of his perfection. Perfection which is without end and without limit. And so though we may feel that sharp stick stinging us as we go, still, Lord, we come to you. We bow down before you in humble adoration and seek your face in your word. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.